welcome everybody to the October 11th Safety Facility Committee meeting, and would you join me with pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We do have a agenda list there.
We do, and Beth Chalbeck has offered to do the website. She is on Zoom right now, and she has other plans, so we were hoping we could talk to her about that first and then move on to the other items.
Sure.
Okay.
We can do that.
Hi, Beth.
Go ahead, Beth. You on?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Beth.
Start off, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Did you have questions for us, or?
Not really, like, just mainly what you need me to do.
Okay. Because you were at the meeting with Linda, right? I guess. Was she at the meeting?
She was not.
Oh, she wasn't.
We had Debbie from the police.
Oh, okay.
But they informed her that it would not be a good fit for her to do.
Oh, okay.
Because she's on the payroll.
She's an employee,
okay.
So what should Beth be doing? What will be happening? Linda can, or somebody clue? I wasn't at the meeting.
Yeah, from my understanding of the conversation with Ekman was, and Kevin can correct me, he was there too, is we need a point person, the host of site, someone that's detached from the committee, not a paid employee. Someone here is going to have to compile the information and get it to Beth. Beth is going to have to get it to Ekman, to Jared, I think that's his name, right? Jared Kane, where they put the finishing touches on it, so to speak, and then post it.
So my recollection is they have basically a do-it-yourself website that they use, that, and they have examples of it, and they could even fill it in with some proposed language on things. But the specifics of our project would be up to us to kind of fill in the blanks and message it the way we want it to be messaged. So, but it sounds like it's fairly straightforward and kind of cookie cutter. Although I'm not a website guy, so nothing's put on there.
Right. Now, it's all Greek.
Now, basically, we have some event. We tell them, and they'll sort of flower it around and get it on the website.
Yes, and we can link that website to our home page at the town hall website as well, and the public safety link in the campaign
within
the website.
Yeah.
But it would be a standalone.
So we're if we're having an open house, we let them know. That's would be one thing. Is all I'm trying to say, and they'll.
Yeah, any information, any updated information can be posted.
Okay. So basically something like this that we've already done.
Could be on it, yeah.
Could be, okay, that's trying to figure out what we're.
But we should have it approved before we just go ahead and throw stuff on the website.
No, I agree. Okay. Thank you, but that's, yes.
Yeah. So was it Jared that was the guy that was basically the marketing guy?
Yeah.
Director of communications for them, that kind of this is what he does. So
okay.
So basically what they really need, a person like Beth who offered, is they want it to be a person with that it has a domain name on the website. That's why they need someone that's not affiliated within the town. And then they're going to need a credit card and a point of contact to work with through the process. So, I mean, I'm willing to help with Beth.
So you'll be the point of contact, and the credit card we can use is the one we have.
It has to be a resident.
See, Beth, you didn't know what you get in for. What Beth credit card are you using?
It's not a lot of money.
It'll be okay.
We're talking $123.
It's like $15 a month.
Yeah, so basically, you can do it annually, but they suggest it's like $40 to set it up, and then it's about $15 a month.
I think it was less than $16 to set it up, initial cost, right? One-time charge.
He told us about $100 and run it for 3 months.
I think he said for 3 months it's probably like $87 or something like that.
starting December 1st. Run it up till March.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So how are we gonna reimburse?
I don't know.
Whoever
anybody cough up $10 and hand her a check.
We need $100 to start right now, or $100 or what?
Well, I don't know. Do we need to have what Ekman has for a contract with us? I don't know how that's gonna work. How does that fit in?
I think the website. Like, any one of us could put up a website if we wanted to.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's kind of independent. We're going under their advisement for how to do it, and they're going to help us.
That's the way I understood it. They were basically going to just assist us.
I believe it's an entirely individual, independent entity that we're setting up. We need somebody that's willing to be the person that coughs over a credit card number.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
So what do we have? Draw straws?
No, it can't be. It can't be a committee member, and it can't be an employee. And the person has to be a resident.
Only macro.
It can't be their credit card, right? But it could be an independent credit card that everyone could cough up $10 and say,
like
here it is. Well, like Mike, you said, there's people in town that are...
You'll have to talk to my husband about that.
Quiet.
We'll be talking about your allowance later.
Whoa. My understanding was the credit card should be in the name of the person that's going to host the website, that's going to run it.
Yeah.
So it matches, I thought that's what they said.
She's got it.
As far as I think we can find money behind
this, all right, so
off the table, we can find some funds for that.
So what do you want to do? Just the committee donate it, the cash
some
to
some coffee money?
Yeah.
Right?
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll throw in $10, but it's like depends how you want to do it. But
it's a start, right?
Yeah.
I think that's
okay. So that's agreeable.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we'll do that.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Brad.
And before we get into too much more here, I wanted to turn it over to Tommy. Tom had a conversation. Because
I'm always the bearer of bad news.
Oh, it's not really bad
news. No. I'm really worried about the overall budget. I think if Mike had talked to you about this, that, you know, the total number just, if it shocks me, it must be shocking the entire community. So I have this in the back of my head thing that 4 million, 4.1, 3.9, 4.2, whatever, it's got a 4 near it, is never going to go past in this town. So what are we doing? Never. Like, never going to get through in this town. Now, I guess I just need a litmus test of, am I crazy? Or on a straw poll, does 8 out of 10 people agree that it just isn't going to happen? That we maybe need to, and I talked to Ekman. I called Ekman because the whole thing about I was tasked with contacting them, and that also brought it up also. John's like, you know.
Number's going up, not down.
The number is, it's four something, you know, and his opinion was, this is what brought it all up, and then I talked to Brian about it, is, you know, they've done this all over, many towns, many things, many schools, he says 4 million is not going to make it through in Candy, not in your town, you're not in Bedford, you're not in, so he's, you know, he was hopeful when it was, okay, it was in the twos, okay, it might end up at 3, and then, you know, it sort of just slowly morphed into this 4, and now what he's thinking is 4 plus. He's like, so I said, I need to establish a basis of, you know, what have you done so far, what were you going to do? So he would have charged the $5,000 to do the next estimate, which is what you asked me to check with him on. He never did charge us the $5,000 to do the original that he told us, nor is he going to. And he said he will not be charging us for whatever he did already. And he said if we have any questions along the way. But his gut feeling is he doesn't want us to waste his time, whether he's getting paid for it or not.
Right.
His also gut, like my gut, is telling me it's not going to go through. I picture in my head if this thing and you put it through at 2 million, 2.5 million, I could picture us like getting that through. You know, and I think we just push the envelope when we hit the 4 number. So I honestly think we need to regroup. We need the set of plans. We need the layout. The layout was good, all the work we did to figure out the flow, and nothing wrong with all that. We just need to regroup. And I told John that. I said, John, I may be like, we're going to use our foundation guy. You know, we're not putting this cistern in. We're not putting this, you know, I mean, look at what we have here. Look at what you have here.
Right.
And if we went and built you a brand new, nice house for $2 million, would it be a nice place to move into compared to where you, yes.
Of course it would.
And could you build a beautiful 6,000 square foot home for 2.5? Yeah, absolutely. We're getting off the rails. And I just, again, I hate to feel like I'd be, so how come you didn't say this 3 months ago? It's like watching grass grow. It's just one of these things that just creeps up on you. And I just don't want to go any further than where we are, like wasting Ekman's time, too many pep rallies, too many. We're already told we may put this in the vote. We may not put this up the vote. May just finish our plans and get the bugs worked out and then go for the kill when we're absolutely ready and we know we have something that can pass. I just feel like that's more logical. I know it's a major twist, but...
What? Can I ask a question?
Not really.
What if you bring it to vote and then it fails, but we bring it back again? Like, Northampton went like four times before it actually passed. Like, what do you think about that? Like,
well, I think
giving it a shot, kind of see where people are at who really supports it.
I just, yes, it's no. More of the gut feeling of like, what's your gut feeling? Is $4 million going to pass in this town?
It depends on who you talk to.
Okay, then why? All of our time is very valuable. My time I'd rather spend on, not that it would work, is sitting down with a piece of paper and my AutoCAD program and saying, Mike, how do we do, you're gonna do a drive, can we put all your, drive your cars under, do a drive under situation, put all the storage, all the four wheelers, all the tires. Now you got this whole basement, cut the building in half. Could you add on someday? Of course you can, you always can when you have more money. But how do we build a $2.5 million pretty nice building? How do we build a $2.5 million building and get you out of here? We need his layout. Take his layout. We need his input, because I don't understand bulletproof glass, stainless hinges, concrete walls. We need all his input. None of that's a waste. I just think we need to regroup and reconfigure to a building that we can afford. And that's where our time should be, not let's make another pamphlet, let's go to another thing, let's convince people. It just isn't gonna go. I mean, I've been here for 50 years and I've seen many, many things, as much as you, or you've seen more than I, but it just isn't gonna go. And I'm just, that's just my gut feeling, that it's like, I just can't help but get that out of my system to express that.
Oh, I expressed that months ago. That I was concerned about.
There's always been concern. It's not. We've always said, the bottom line is going to be, every voter is going to say, "What's this going to cost me?"
Exactly.
And we needed to do the work to get a number so we could tell people what this is going to cost me.
Yeah.
And that number is, I think, not going to fly, especially just in the environment we're in.
And given the fact too that even the town budget is.
Yeah,
huge, and
really.
We've got to do some serious cutting there. Right now, just the town budget is over $1.
Wow. Oh, really? No kidding.
Yeah. So, looking at that, and then looking at warrant articles, it's like people are going to say no on everything.
It's just bad timing. The oil's up, materials up.
What would be the difference between a $2 million or $2.5 million compared to a $4 million? What would that price
be? That I don't know. That I'd have to run the numbers and see what that is. And again, I still think these things should be bonded for an extended period of time. I mean, it's like everybody should be paying for it. It's like you don't make this group of people for the next 5 years pay for it. You know, stretch this thing out.
No, everybody, I always said that everybody should be at least a 20-year bond.
Yeah, right.
30,
So
how are you talking about getting to that $2.5 million? That and when do you want to present that figure and building?
It would be a year from this March.
Right.
Because a year from this March. So you're talking 2025 that they'll be moving
If you want to get on this March vote, you got to hand all this stuff in shortly after the first of the year.
Yeah.
And time is
no one's going to redraft and reestimate. To literally figure this out, I think I could figure this out. And, you know, me, Mike, the architect, Rick, just put and say, what can I go build you over there brand new? Just get us by for right now for $2.5 million. And then tweak that plan, get that estimate done, and then get it in front so we can go to vote with. That's not happening between now and December.
No.
I could work on that all spring and all summer and get it so we get people re-engaged next year and they all know that, and get through this whatever's about to happen, the I can't afford to put oil in my tank thing that's about to happen. Let's just get through that for a second.
And it might not be by next year.
And it might not be by next year, or subs may be real at work. I mean, we're seeing it already that people like, maybe I won't build that. You know, housing starts are down, you know. So next year we may get better pricing on that $2.5 million. So then that next March may be the time to get better pricing for a better design that we can afford to do. Let's face it, we need to be fiscally responsible and build what we can afford. And we can't afford $4 million.
Well, no one's going to say yes.
No.
And that $4 million I thought was without the EOC. That was just the building.
No, we included the EOC months ago.
Yeah.
Because we knew the possibility.
No, no, when they gave us that price last year, was it attached?
But that was a little less than, I think that was, it was
4.1?
Less than.
4.1?
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
It was 4.1 million.
The EOC was not really going to be that costly.
No, it's just a meeting. It's a meeting. No, it's not a lot.
All right.
Construction-wise, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now, are we 50% there on this project that we have in front of us? We just need pricing? Or is you're telling 4.1, where are we at?
We would have to get, he would have to finish his plan, which that's what he's doing now. Mm-hmm. And then Ekman would have to
price it
go out. Full boat into pricing it, and you'd spend another $5,000 to have them go solicit everybody to get a hard number.
So that's what the $5,000 is for that quote. What's it's basically that? The quote for the build. But is that what that $5,000 that includes?
Correct. That $5,000 would cover him doing that. But he's like, we're going to be, because they see where everything is every day, because we're going to be over, be well over $4,000.
Yeah.
Based on where, things have not gone down since his last pricing. Right. So he goes, I think you'd be wasting my time, your money to have me pay me to do it, and you're wasting your time. That's basically the consensus of that phone call.
I can't disagree with him.
Yeah.
No, that was
because the number it gives us is going to go bad. We have a fuse on it, and if we aren't going to get to it for a year or whatever, it's going to be
just
an invalid number.
The plan is the plan. I mean, that was money well spent.
Right. Your time, all our committee's time to go through that just to get to that point, package it all together just to get it in. Total waste of time. Stop wasting time. Let's spend all that time on, let's fix this plan.
Right. Now, the reason that the police department was getting so expensive is because the fire station, or the future fire station, is going to tie to it.
Right.
What if it does not tie?
Then we
don't have to have the sprinkler system and all that other stuff in the police department.
We may build, we have a huge piece of property there. You literally could have a little complex with a little old school house with a little DPW with a police department. You literally could drive in, there's the police department driveway.
So it doesn't have to be connected.
It doesn't have to. We were shooting for that, but then now we could see even what it would have cost. And we're not going to get that phone. We're not going to spend $10 million and build this. So that's not happening. And I think we talked about this before. We don't get laser focused on how do we get these guys a new place. Just drive into that property. A nice, cute, looking little that fits our motif of New England, build a nice building and get them out of here. And what's the brass tacks of what we really need today? I know all these other rooms and that and everything else, but we got to get to the brass tacks of what's better than that in your own space, and how do we do it for $2.5 million?
My fear is that if you were to retrofit that, you might be able to do something like, because we're retrofitting it, we don't have to meet all of these new specifications that are in existence that weren't in existence before. But if we break new ground, I think one of the drivers for the enormous number is, for new buildings, it has to have this, and this, or it's not compliant. And so my fear is we could build something that's $2 million, but it might not meet the requirements of a new police station.
And I think I'd want to meet, I think that's part of the other task, that that was really what was bothering me from the beginning of getting behind this, is that I'd rather meet the requirements.
No doubt.
I'd rather have it smaller and a room or two less or whatever it is, but have it meet all the requirements so we're not liable for these situations that may arise. And then it's very easy to put an addition on it or add on to it, like there's plenty of room there. You know, the retrofit of this is just, you know, you burn up $1 million in a heartbeat, and then we really won't be there for what it needs to be and not meet the requirements, you know. And this building alone will need that space. That's why,
we need to,
that's
we
the
need
only, to, is it very efficient and to do it? Well, I agree with all the party that says that they wanted, I agree with that 100%. But I also know, just looking 10 years down the road, we need every bit of this building, any little addition that might, for everything that to do with this building,
right.
Not these
right.
guys.
Right. Yeah, and the main focus still should be to get them off the second floor. It
yeah.
doesn't work.
Yeah, absolutely.
The second
absolutely.
Floor does not work.
No.
All right. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
We're talking 2025 that we'll present it to the town.
24.
Yeah.
Election.
So that's
25. March 24.
March that I get
late 24.
Hit the ground late 24 when after we get through the March vote.
Right.
And put the hammer down. Yeah.
And put the hammer down. We get in the bond so that we're going to end up the end of
24
and 25 is when you're getting in.
Correct.
The question that I'm looking at is, if we had a number and we go to the town this March with a number and feel what the town is saying. Everybody, I've talked to a lot of people and I've used, right now we're talking about a $4 million project. Nothing in concrete to anybody. I've used that number because it was published in our minutes. And there is a positive flow out there. And if we talk about a 20, I don't know if you do a 25-year bond. I don't know what you do. But, and keep that level out there. We'd find out what the townspeople are saying. We're right now, we don't have, we have one person, I mean, I had one person that I talked to that actually said, no, money. Other people, I've never, you know, that's the only one that has said a definite no. So, if we're going out to 20, we could come back that next year and say, hey, because of what you said, you didn't want this, this is what we've come up with.
So, if we read a warrant article that says 4 point whatever, it would need 2/3 to pass?
I think it's 3/5
now. That changed in like 2019 or 2020.
Okay.
Yep.
But on the warrant article,
so it's 60%.
Is there any way to put what the dollar amount would be per thousand?
What's that?
On the warrant article, is there any way to project what a 30-year bond?
The budget committee will have that printed.
20-year bond, I thought was going to be somewhere around, if it was 4 mil, was going to be somewhere around $200,000 a year.
Uh-huh.
So that would equate to basically the same as our road reconstruction
yeah, right.
is.
That's basically,
but,
yeah.
But that's for 20 years, and that's going to be there every year, not counting whatever else is happening in between.
But that's going to be every year
which
with new people moving in.
Yeah, but we don't have a busload of moving.
No, we don't have we don't know. And when you talk about that, we come up with and we present it to the town, and who knows? You're talking contractors are looking next year, maybe because things are slow. You'll get better pricing. I mean, these are all questions at that point.
Yeah, I guess my thought is, along with Tom's, is why would we want as a committee to waste all our energy putting together the plan for $4 million when we all feel it isn't going to fly, when we could just, I hate to put it off for another year, but if we regrouped and try to get something for like 2.5 or somewhere around 2 or whatever, and be able to really get behind it, I think makes a little more sense.
Essentially, by going in for a $4 million vote, you're putting it off another year.
You would be putting it off anyway. It isn't going to exactly.
That's my...
I agree.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you've got the consensus of the people at that point. If you, you're saying it wouldn't pass. I'm saying it could pass.
Right.
Yeah, but
so what I'm saying, you know, at this point...
Well, I'm not so sure
do
I want
to do you
want
to pay $4 million or $2.5
million? Yeah, that's what the other thing is, I think if the number of $4 million, and I think I'm in Bedford and I'm building a police station. Yeah. I really do. In my head. And nothing against what these, I'm just thinking, just a number in my head.
So if we separate the buildings, fire department from the police department, that's going to drop the price down quite a bit. We don't have to do, because
anything that we build can eventually be tied to it if that's what we choose to do.
Well, that's what drove the cost up.
Well, not really. I mean, I know
they were going to be tied.
Joe kept saying that. You know, well, we got to do this. We got to have the sizable this and the sizable that to accommodate. Any of that can be changed.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not that crucial.
No, it
and
was
you're
the
not
going to
get a fire department in the next
10 years
or more.
More.
Right.
More.
But
so
it was the time.
I think it's
the
better that we concentrate on the PD.
PD.
Right. But it was the tying
building.
Of the buildings which
well,
made
yeah,
it go
but we weren't really doing
that.
Much tying. Yeah.
No, but you needed the sprinkler system.
The design won't really change. Yes,
no.
Because it would.
Because it was tied together, we would having to do the sprinkler systems and all that other extra
pump
and the pumps. And now, if we can separate the buildings and keep them separate, now we can probably get down near that $2.5 million because we don't have to put the sprinkler systems and the pumps and all that other stuff.
Well, all we were going to do is put the rough in for the sprinkler. We weren't putting pumps and everything in. All that was going in was the roughing plumbing for the sprinkler.
Right, I think it's going to save
some small percentage. That was short money.
But I think more just in the overall design of the building and how we configure those rooms.
I guess we
just need to get square footage down, period. And
we should probably take a consensus then, Tom, on what the committee wants to concentrate on instead of sitting here arguing back and forth.
Yeah, because we're going to need to get Anthony to redesign.
Right. Well, only if we make a lot of changes in the floor plan.
Right. We need that. That floor plan is valuable. The time they spend to room sizing, you know, I don't understand all that and know what they needed. So now we just need to take those squares and configure it into the square footage that we can afford to build. So there's a lot of value there in everything he did. But yeah, we absolutely are going to tweak it. So
what you're saying is we could build the piece that's over the cellar into the EOC.
Yeah.
But the rest of it we may have to do at another time.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. And we would just sit down. And again, I'm just one opinion. But usually when my gut tells me something, I don't want to waste 1 second of going in the wrong direction. And I trust Russ. His opinion, because he does talk to a lot of people. I talk to zero people, well, except for my brother. but you know, then he gets the same consensus. You know that it's just too much money. People aren't going to absorb it right now. And a lot of people say yes, because let's face it, people don't say no to your face. Because
when they get into that booth and they're all alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, absolutely, that's the reality of it. But when people getting a consensus of people where, you know,
it's just tough to go in with a $4 million and then come back next year for 2.5. And
why did you do that the first time?
Wait a minute. Oh, then if you can do that, can you do 1.25?
I think
you know that's my fear is like. I'd rather say, geez, I thought you guys were talking about. Yeah, that was a different building. We just knew we couldn't continue that way. We knew we needed to get back in, and we didn't even bring that there. And
I like
don't bring
approach.
It there because it's like, you know what I mean? Doesn't that?
I think that we do our due diligence. We slow down.
It's feeling rushed.
I feel the same way.
Like it felt rushed before.
I think the telling thing is when the architect or the builder is going to make the money is saying, you might want to slow down.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good indicator.
Yeah. That's a pretty good indicator.
That doesn't usually happen.
Well, so let's take a consensus.
I agree. Yeah.
Mike,
you're talking about Sally Port.
I agree with what Tom has to say.
Kevin?
I don't want to waste anybody's time. I think it makes sense to pause.
Okay. Tom, we're
going for pausing. Yeah.
Russ? No, yeah. Russ wants to move forward. I'd like to pause.
I'd like to slow down a little bit. And
Mark?
I'm saying redesign it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying not do anything.
Oh, no, no.
I'm saying redesign.
Oh, yeah. That's
if
what
we
I,
can
that's
bring
that's
it down,
question.
Like I was saying.
Yeah,
if we're going to build it from the cellar to the EOC, yes.
Okay.
So can we rephrase that? Do we want to move forward and have a warrant article for this coming election?
For a reduced building footprint instead of the four?
We couldn't
do that. We don't have time. We don't have time to do that.
Never get it. It'll literally take the next 6 months to fix this and get it so it costs the right amount. Next summer we'll be doing budgets. We're going to nail this down and get all the right numbers together. And we're like, wow, we figured this out. We got it. We got the site plan down.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to a March vote with guns blazing, with a design that works within a budget. And I'm going to feel good that, wow, okay, I did my homework and I saved my town, you know,
and ourselves.
A million and our and everybody $1.5 million. Because I just think it'd be like me building a $8 million home, you know.
It
I
took
just,
us all summer
it, you know,
in
just
spring to get to the full mill. I know,
all,
but
I mean,
it took us
year?
It took us all this spring and summer to get the full mill.
No, I'm saying it took us 2 years to get to this point. I don't mind waiting another year, but
I feel bad for the PD.
Certainly not stopping. Full speed ahead, but on a different course. Not going to vote. We're not ready for that, in my opinion. That's more of, I think, the question is what you're saying. It's not a pause. No,
it's not a pause.
It's technically
I'm saying we can say, all right, let's build this much of the PD so they at least can get in there and get functional.
We need to get them out of here and in there for $2.5 million. That's the number.
The property's
that's
been acquired or is still in the process of being acquired.
Yeah.
Right? But that's done. People voted for it, yes. We got funds approved to get the plans done.
Yep.
And that's
so that was significant progress, which both had to be done before we could even get to this point. But changing direction might make sense. I think it does make sense. I from what I'm reading about potentials for the economy next year, talking deeper sessions.
Nothing's positive,
right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Good. So, well, other than Russ, I think everybody's in favor that we regroup it.
Turn the wheel. Go
sorry,
a different direction.
Sorry, Russ.
Yeah.
No,
sorry, Russ.
Hey, we need the police station.
Right. It's all, believe me, I mean, it's the whole point of it is to be successful. That's really, it's not, I'm not trying to undermine anything by any means. Believe me, I just loaded myself up with work, quite honestly, to somehow fix this, you know. So it's
you've done a hell of a lot to get us to where we are today.
Not enough, apparently. But
I'm
on the road of, you know, then this winter I'll have more time. I'm going to spend a lot of time, and I'm going to fix this, and I'm going to work with Anthony, and I'm going to keep coming back and forth to these guys. I mean, it's just that's what's got to be done.
I got a question for you, Tom.
Yeah.
So we're going to get with Anthony
mm-hmm.
probably sooner than later now.
Yeah.
And look at the plans again.
Yeah.
And look to see what we can change, reduce, move, whatever.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
And then how do we proceed from there to do a similar operation like we did here?
That's what I told Ekman. I said, I honest to God think our only way out of this, and he agrees, and he said, yeah, and we can't do that for you, is we build this. Meaning,
so who do we have to enlist somebody that's going to start putting those numbers together for us, other than you?
I think that's another meeting, but yeah, we need to go back to a different group that we're gonna like GC this thing ourselves
to some degree, but
some
still
degree.
To get actual pricing and get a total
we gotta have some professional, we can
advise them right up front that this is what we're looking at, this
absolutely.
Is basically what we got for square footage,
yeah,
and we're looking to commit to $2.5 million max,
right?
How do we do that?
And I will figure that out. We're going to hire someone basically that's a GC, but act as a clerk of the works for us.
Yeah.
So he has the skills and the contacts, but he knows we're going to do a bunch of the heavy lifting through the whole build.
through the local,
yeah,
through local
through,
vendors.
Through local forces, through us helping, through, I just think that's how it's going to, as much as I don't want to burden myself, I just think that's the only way
now
we're going to get
this. Now, is there somebody
out
that
yeah
we can contract with to do that?
I don't know. I think I need to do more homework on that before
okay
I blurt. I do.
Because that's always been my question.
Yeah.
If we went back to this, this was a little different. This was
yeah
a little easier.
Right.
But
right
there are some factors in building the PD that none of us
no
are really
some,
aware of.
There's some intricacies that we need the expertise of a general contractor.
Right.
But what about the designing, that meeting the requirements for safety and what have you?
Yeah, we're
that
gonna,
person
we're
would
stick
have
with,
to know that,
we're gonna
right
stick
that,
with SMP. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
so
no, we're using. We're gonna use
okay
Anthony to get us through this and say, all right, let's we get a we're gonna get the 2.5. We're
right
gonna trim, cut, reshape so that this plan we put a curve in the road and do what we got to do to get him to get us.
So I mean, we're
right
getting
track
somebody that's professional that has done this to know what the requirements are.
Right.
That's what I'm saying to me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We need to talk to Anthony sooner than later because he's
we
already
do
talking to the those HVAC guys and everything, and
we
they're
do
going with the existing plan.
Yeah.
Those guys are working up numbers, right?
We
how
do
we left that last meeting.
Yeah, and then based on building size, I mean, so, I just and I've heard, you know, conflicting stories about going back to, you know, I just paid my electric bill the other day. So electric's
hey,
like
hey, hey,
double.
Easy,
oh, sorry.
Easy.
Can you do something
double
with that?
We're helping.
I didn't pull.
Double. And then we're going
to go with the regular.
Is it
going
to go down after winter?
No, I didn't.
You
no
should
have. Oh, really?
Because
no,
mine
so
wasn't bad.
The electric
oh, really
should, right?
In this went from 11 cents to 22.
Yeah. See, mine was not bad.
Unitel? 26 cents.
Oh, my God, he's already. Are you a salesman or are you
a yeah, no, he's just supporting you.
I'm supporting
so, so there is a community power committee that is working on something, but like we've gone to direct energy because
I did too.
Yeah.
Because we got hooked in at 14 cents for 18 months, but
yeah
but
yeah
the prices are going to continue
yeah
to go through the roof.
Correct.
So anyway, it's all those little things, you know, we just go back to traditional oil burner, gas burners, you know, in the base for this new single building that we're building in the Penio. Need to get back to all that stuff that's very traditional, keeps costs simple, keep it, you know, we need to reinvent this.
Yeah.
And we're gonna.
Okay.
And then I'll find, so we have the right architect.
Well, you're taking on a lot of responsibility.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I mean, bring it on. That's whatever.
I appreciate it, but
yeah,
see, that's
no,
a lot of responsibility.
Fine. No, everybody does way more than I do in this town with their time.
No,
okay, so
I don't
know
about that.
All right. So, having said that, and that's what we're going to do, in the next meeting we'll get Anthony back in here, correct?
Yeah, for sure.
And
yeah
so we can have that discussion with him.
Yeah. And I, if you don't mind, I'd like to call him and just say
that's
we're going to do a direction change just
yep
so he doesn't get too far.
Just to give him a heads up?
Yeah.
I think
okay
he kind of felt it anyways to
yeah
some degree.
Yes.
I mean,
so
is,
how does that
is
change?
Is this project really too small for Ekman? I mean, it should
it
really
is. It's just that's not basically that's what John, it's, and he knows that we need to home farm it. And he's like, you know, we can't do that because that
right
means we'd be doing it. And I said, yeah, John, I would never ask you to do that. I'm just telling. And he agreed. He goes, yes, that's what you need to do. You need to do what you guys did and find your foundation guy and find your locus somewhere near in the town. You have a framer somewhere, you know, and then we could reach out to all like we want to build it locally.
Mm-hmm. So are you talking about how like you built this
like
town
how you
house
built it?
So
yeah,
yeah,
and we built
yeah
and
yeah
did this with a lot of volunteer. But
yeah
even just let's just use every
oh, yeah
local source we can.
Yeah.
How cool would that be? That at the end of the day, even
that'd
that
be awesome
we used all local people and took the time to get those
Splitting,
local
yeah
sub prices. And it's wow, 90% of this we used. This guy did our roof. He's in town. This guy, you know, like Frazier puts
yeah
the roof. You know, something like that. And you took the time. And John agrees 100%. That's how you need to. And then, I mean, we are a GC. I mean, we're not a, you know, but, you know, so it's just somehow we could pull this off. You know, I just think that.
I'm talking like using Rick as a framer. Or,
yeah, yeah.
All right, so that
yeah
brings up the question in
yeah
my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we? Yeah.
You might want to stay here. Yeah.
Probably. What are we gonna do for the meet and greet then? What's gonna be our plan for the meet and greet?
I just don't think we go.
Really?
that we've got nothing to talk about.
Right.
Well, right. Wait a minute. We do.
I think we still bring the...
We're changing direction. Yeah. Instead of a $4 million building, we're going to try to do it for
less. We've been listening to the people in...
I don't think listening to the people, I'll turn around and squash that statement right now. The committee has talked around because this is what the committee, there's nobody sitting out there that has said you got to do this.
Right. So I'm
right. Sorry, so we're reading too much.
As a committee, and I'll include you for a second, as a committee, we'd like to get our budget in better, more in line, so we need more time to do that. Is that about it? We don't want to get any numbers.
Nope, no numbers.
Just, as a committee, we need to get our numbers in line, and we don't have enough time to do that. So we're still working on it, but state of the economy.
Our presence needs to be there.
And then and that's what we tell the people. We're based on the state of the economy. We were trying to figure out ways to save money. And that's a very simple thing.
Issues.
And then it's like, wow, geez, they're
still
actually
there.
What we're doing.
I agree with
that's
that.
That's what we're doing.
But there are deficiencies that need to be addressed.
Yeah.
However,
we have all that.
Like, regardless of what you think, people that I've talked to, everyone that's been working on budgets sees what's happening with our town budget, and it's going to go up. And people are half of our town is retired, right? So people are concerned.
What's that?
retire half the town.
Not retarded.
Is it retired?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think half of our town, statistically, is
retired.
Fixed income.
Yep.
Right. So people are concerned on a fixed income about taxes, and our taxes are going to go up significantly. Right. So we all
just
understand.
From not even with this.
Right. Right.
All of it goes. Why is the taxes going up? It's because of safety that we have put off for many years.
I don't know why it's going up.
The ambulance situation is where it is. When we had Manchester take care of us, and we just, that's conceivable.
We went from $1 to over $300,000.
Yeah.
It cost us $1 for the ambulance before.
Kidding.
Right.
No
so
kidding.
So what I'm saying is we created some of that ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we haven't addressed the situation. We are here talking about addressing a problem and how do we get to solving that problem.
But the problem is when too many problems come up at once, you can only deal with many at a time. And like the ambulance takes precedence. That has to happen, so we don't have a choice.
Right. Right.
And then we got to deal with what else has to happen. This has to happen, but it doesn't have to happen right now.
So that's
how people are going to see it, that we're addressing what has to happen, and we're being polite, let's say, the committee, and saying, well, we see the state of our current budget, so we're taking a back seat to, wait our turn in line.
I think it's a good move.
Yeah, I think that's responsible. That's a responsible committee to the citizens of the town. To take a back seat for a second, based on if everybody sat here today and said, oh geez, we got the ambulance for $1 instead of $300,000 and the school budget went down and this happened and geez, everything's gonna shrink, boy, good year to get the police station to go through. That would be the responsible thing to do if the opposite's happening. So we need to step aside for a second.
I agree. I mean, the roof leak. It's not the best up there, but the roof don't leak.
Right. Right. Yeah. The plumbing's still working.
If you pull me over every day for a year, you'll raise enough money.
All right, so
just once a day?
Once a day.
So the consensus is that we're still going to be at this meet and greet because we still have enough to talk about.
Right.
We can still have the layout.
Yep.
Even though it may be modified at some point, but at least people are there, they can ask us questions and we can relay.
Still address
where we're
your
at.
Deficiencies.
I think it's being responsible, talent, in that, hey, we're regrouping on it. We know it was a high price out there.
Right.
We're trying to lower the number. And
but
don't say numbers, or just
say we're just trying to get
that
our numbers.
That was a good
down.
Exercise in itself, because remember when we first started this, Anthony says you want to be looking at 50 years.
Right.
All right. So we're going to pull back and maybe we're going to look at 15, 20 years.
Right. Right.
And build something that, like you said, that later on when the economy is better or things are better and there's not so many needs, we can add on if need be.
And in 20 years, when I turn 50, if they want to put another addition on, then they can, you know.
And besides that, in 20 years, I won't have to worry about it.
So we aren't going to do the website.
No.
To me, I don't think I would.
No, it makes no sense.
No, because that's a full-blown rally.
You can tell Beth you can fire.
Because at least we know now what we have to do for the website, so when we do get a new plan and numbers and everything, we can move forward with that.
We have information up about it now on the our website. So
correct.
It's up there.
Quite honestly, I think we're going to rally a huge support.
I do too. I agree.
By saying that the committee took a deep breath and is stepping aside to try to reconfigure our numbers because of the current state of, you know, the budget for this year. To help try to save money, we're going to take another year to try to grind this out.
And the
naysayers, and I know there's a lot of yes-sayers, but the naysayers are going to be like, wow, these guys are, that's pretty responsive. Because they're already like, they're just waiting to put no one, a check
right.
And no. Oh,
yeah.
And now they're going to, we're going to have respect from them. And that's going to help us next year.
So hold off on the sign too?
Yeah.
Okay.
People like the idea of sourcing things locally.
Oh, I think that's going to be a big win. That's going to be a big win for us.
We're doing
it. Yeah.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
I thought that's something that we were going to end up doing eventually.
We couldn't. It floated out of control to us if, you know, with Ekman. And Ekman did a good job. I mean, but it would float out of control. I think we got to gather that back in. And that message on these, when we get this together next year, huge, another huge game. So we make these big spearhead, these big gains, and we're going to be successful.
Well, I don't know about anybody else, but I know when that number came in the first time,
I gulped.
It took my breath away because I had no idea it was going to be that kind of money at all.
Yeah.
Tom, is this something to like it being a stick built and then like a facility?
No, we went with the stick built.
Yeah. You did go with stick built. Okay. I thought we were doing the other.
No, they talked about that and told us the differences, but Anthony wasn't huge on
the cement block.
That's
the cells.
That's the cells. That's different. That's not the framing of it.
Right.
Discussion with the police open house. You still want to have that?
We can always have one in maybe December.
Well,
we have an open invite. We just put it on the website.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll
on the Facebook, but I'll get it over to the town website. Speaking of the town webmaster, she mentioned to me that everything that the safety committee has should be going to her, Catherine, because she's like, I'm in charge of putting all the town information out. So she said the website was a good idea. She looked over the phases and the process of the website, but she said anything you guys compiled, send it her way, and she'll put it up on the town website. So, which I think we should be doing a lot of that anyhow. That's we pay for that.
Right, and she's really good.
But there you go.
I just need to know which you think is, you know what I mean? Like, we have the agenda, we have the minutes, we have attachments, we have all that and notices. If there's anything different, like we want to build it up, then I would need to know what you want in there other than what we already have. I have all the same documents of like all these things and everything. I don't know what else.
I don't know if that's a flyer.
That's
Linda and I talked about that.
Yeah, everybody has a copy in the back of their paper. So if you want to tell me how you want it written, and then we can
If we're going to do the meet and greet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still on, right?
Yeah, that's still on.
Okay. Looking for any input, changes.
For us tonight.
Yeah.
And are you still going to have some presentation at the election day?
Well, I don't know what that's.
Well, we're going to bring over the.
It will basically be an extension of the meet and greet.
What?
Bring over the displays.
Well, that.
We've had them at the election.
Yeah,
we haven't got kicked out of there or anything.
I mean, we can't. If we do the same thing we did. We had what's out in the hall here.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, get that out. As many places as we can get that out have a representative, I'll most likely be there at any of these, at this one or whatever, and like talking about the issues at the PD, the normal stuff, and we're regrouping. And
it'll be an extension of the meet and greet,
that's all.
Basically, on election
day. I mean, you're going to hit a lot of people at the election day. That's
correct.
For sure.
Yeah,
flyers out. We can get more flyers printed.
Well, what type of flyers? That's the other question. Do we want to do at that point? That's what
I wouldn't even bother personally with the flyers because we're going to change so much now. But if you've got your display there and people want to talk to you, you can relay the latest information. I wouldn't bother with flyers.
Well, it was just the flyers, Brian, that had just shown the deficiencies. It wasn't like the new PD plans or anything. It was just the old flyers.
The old flyers?
That's all it was.
Okay.
Which we want to give credit to Joe.
Do we want to print those up then?
What?
That booklet?
Yeah.
Is that, do you want to print those up? That's what we got to decide. Too. I mean, if we're going to hand those booklets out,
we
it shows the
kudos.
Deficiencies of the, that doesn't change if we're doing a $2 million or a $5 million project.
Right, exactly. I think we need to have those available, but we might have to put like the open house up on the front because I think it's like on the back page. Have like an invite on the front page or just inside the front cover.
Well, no.
Which we can adapt, and I just wanted to say Joe Flanagan.
His wife did all that, right?
They did all the work, no cost to the town.
Right.
He's willing to put up a sign down on the site, too. And Anthony's willing to format it if we come up with a slogan. Anthony said he would work it up and then send it to whoever. And so
well,
keep in mind down the road. But
that's the question. Do we want to put a sign up at the our property?
I don't know if it's too early for that. What do you
think? Yeah,
it doesn't hurt.
Would it be something like this? Russ has an example, right? You had one?
Well, there's something. Letting them people don't even know where the piece of property
right.
is
right.
when
yeah.
you talk to them. I don't
right.
mean, you know, that's not.
Yeah, so it doesn't hurt, I wouldn't think, to have the sign.
I like that right there.
Absolutely.
But do we want to show something like that or not? I mean, that's the site that we have right
now. I don't think it matters. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I don't think it matters.
Because Anthony said he'll do the layout on what do we want to put on the sign is what he wants
right.
to know.
Yeah,
that's what he wants to know. And if we do, I don't think this is an updated picture. Or you'd have to do an updated picture.
Right.
Now he's offered to do this before we've changed that we're cutting back. So I don't know if that's
I don't think that affects him because we're not cutting back on anything that we paid him.
Yeah, he's getting paid what he gets.
He's
paid.
Getting paid
yeah.
already.
All right. So all it is really something.
It's just something to catch somebody's eye and keep it in their mind. That's
yeah,
all.
That's right. Exactly.
I guess
it doesn't have to mirror this.
I guess Russ wants an answer tonight. Like,
yeah, I think that's.
That,
fine.
I like that.
I like
that's
that.
Fine. Kevin.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, people can read it from the road.
It's going to be a good
well,
size.
Well, it's going to be a 4x8.
Yeah, it's a good size.
Yeah.
So, and it, right. and down here, it should be, we'd put on safety committee, our committee. That's who
sponsored
has,
by
sponsored.
I think it should be
safety facility.
Just Candia.
Yeah. yeah.
Doesn't sound right with a possibly yes. Doesn't look right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think just Candia Police Department on here.
Okay.
That's on my comment.
Take off the apostrophe.
I think take the apostrophe S off that. Just put.
Okay.
Yeah, there's only one.
No, we can't.
That's what I'm thinking. I know. That's something I'm not an expert on.
Put it up there. We're working
right.
on it.
That make,
yeah.
Candy,
yeah.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
yeah. That's all. I think
I mean,
it looks good job yes. with it, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
I like
let
the,
him ask about, oh, when's it coming? Well, we'll be all.
Do you have
you
that all set up and you can just change that?
Perfect.
Yep. Into a final design.
You want me to
that's
wait
what we
for
that's our time.
No,
that's
what we wait for the
and so, yeah, keep him engaged.
Are you
going to
do that tomorrow?
No,
that's
I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll swing back.
Walk away.
Oh, no.
No, I mean,
okay,
we're just going to be responsible. That's
yeah.
all.
If it's easy, we can ship it. Right
all right.
Do you want?
Yeah. Do you want to do anything else for the meet and greet? Do you want to have anything if people are coming, like candy? Or?
Do we want that? The question that I was trying to do is build that meet and greet, getting people there, getting kids there so we could talk to parents. Do we want to go this extreme right now, or what do we want to do?
Probably just want to be present. That's
right.
all.
All right, that's.
I
so,
wouldn't.
So
I
we
wouldn't,
won't.
I
okay.
wouldn't hype
I mean,
it up
I don't
too
mind
much.
Standing there with a basket of candy. I'll buy it. Whatever. A bowl.
Yeah.
The kids that are walking by.
That's a town-wide meet and greet.
Correct.
Right. It
yeah.
is.
So,
yeah.
So
there's going to be.
Right.
Tons of different departments.
So the community
and,
power
and
group.
Boards.
Right.
Set
yeah,
a table.
So, like, how do I?
Donna Del Rosso.
Okay.
I can give you, I'll email me in the morning. I can send you her information.
Right. So basically, I was, you know, to get kids, I was going to try and get a face painter and bring, you know, draw kids in. Kids bring parents, so we won't get involved in that at all.
Correct.
But we'll have, if we...
I already said bring the kids on the first time. When I posted it the first time, I
said bring kids. Well, fine, we say bring kids. Yeah. That's fine. I have no problem. But I was going to try and really create interest why kids would want
to
be there.
Between the meet and greet and the election day, I think we're going to have the opportunity to talk to a lot of people.
Anthony is also coming to this meet and greet.
What's that?
Anthony said he's coming to this meet and greet.
No,
he won't need to.
Okay.
No. All right. No. That's
tell
not.
Him to save that for a later day.
Sounds good.
That's a charge.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So he's giving us one, but I mean we're not.
I try to update him. So thanks for telling me.
Well, Tom's going to have a conversation.
I mean, when the kids show up at the CYA,
okay, you're going to tell him that, not to. Okay.
You know, well, little kids.
Maybe we can get an officer to kind of shoot hoops with them.
All right. My other question is, how soon can we get together with Anthony then, as a committee?
Boy, Rick, I'll volunteer.
Right. What's today?
Today is
the
11th.
I know he's working on another big project.
The 26th is the meet and greet, so kind of like to...
Tuesdays and Thursdays, isn't it? It was open or something?
Tuesday.
That's why we had him on Tuesday.
Tuesday is a ZBA meet. I mean, if we do it at 5, then we'll be okay, I guess. Yeah.
Because we're going to do it at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll just have a 2-hour window to do it.
What date did you say?
The 26th.
Yeah.
25th.
Do we want to try to meet with Anthony on the 25th?
Yeah.
That gives you
if he's available,
2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
I think I'd rather have better ideas before we sit down with him. To give him, like, I'll call him and I'll let him know we're going to regroup and retool. But I think I'd rather have a little more time to have like something to give him, you know, for retooling.
So, won't you tell us your schedule? What's good for you?
You know, right? I mean, we don't have to meet with them in 2 weeks, or are you thinking?
Well, I was just thinking that we should be meeting with him so we can go over the plan again as a committee and with him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But Tom's going to talk to him
before the meet and greet.
Oh, I don't think we're going to do anything meet and greet. We're just going to say we're regrouping to reanalyze our thoughts.
Yeah.
Right.
And because of the financial situation at this point, so
we'll talk about
it. Don't
want to
rush it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
what
I plan on doing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we would never get any answers by
2 weeks.
Especially if we just dump it on them the night before. We can meet with them and just say that this is what we're going to head in a different direction.
Well, that's why I thought it's sooner than later because then that gives him time. I don't necessarily need anything from him for the 26th.
So that's why I was thinking just the phone call will tell him, hey, we got to hit the pause button. We're going to regroup. What's a good time to get together and run? Because, again, I don't know what he's in the middle of get together. You know, I just think it might be like in 2 weeks he won't do anything. We won't think of any ideas either of how to.
Well, I don't personally think we'll have any ideas unless we're sitting there looking at the plans and discussing it with him.
Right. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because how are we going to look at the plan? We've got to look at the plan to say, well, can this be moved? Can we eliminate this part of it? Can we?
Right. Well, I think, Mike, you'd have to turn around and say, yeah, we need the two cells. There's certain things that you definitely have. Maybe this room has to be squeezed down smaller or what have you.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It would be good to get...
I mean, I don't have to have anything come back from after our discussion.
No, we won't.
But I need. I think we need to... Get that rolling,
yeah. Yeah, and I was thinking the opposite, that I'd tweak it all, and then so that when he shows up, we have ideas, but yeah, that's unrealistic. I'd almost rather have his input of what could we clip on. Like it's going to be, like you say, a lot of Mike and Rick questions of what, be prepared and if it's going to be in 2 weeks.
Yeah, because we don't want to build
you
another
saying,
thing.
What do you
want
to hack off? You already have the plan. What can you hack off? We've got to be prepared to sit down with them at that meeting and make those hard decisions on that date. Is that enough time in 2 weeks to meet with them to sit down and have ideas. Yeah, so let's just do it. Let's just meet with them and 25th? Get the ball rolling. Yeah,
25th. Okay.
As well.
Get things okay started. With everybody? The 25th?
Yeah. The 25th.
Yeah. All right. And again, that's going to depend if Anthony can make that.
If he can make it, I'll call him.
Yeah. All right, I'll wait for Linda's
click on this
email.
This 4 point something number we can
break the news for her tonight that she's been fired.
The
no problem.
Engineering firm.
Just on pause. Just on pause for now.
Yeah. That we've been dealing with.
I don't shirk any responsibility.
Yeah, so
if you were to outsource that to locals, in your mind, are you thinking 10%? Like with the existing plan, right?
Yeah, if we ran it ourselves internally, I think you'd knock 10% off of that. Okay.
Which is
because there's a lot of contingencies that they've added in there that. Yeah. Got these big numbers that.
Right. So 4.2 might turn into 3.8.
Right, but that's still not going to get us where we're going to go. Right, exactly.
So we need to reconfigure and do that.
Right,
so
definitely some
both.
Cuts.
See, if you do both, I think that's where the secret sauce is to get it done. Okay. So 25th at 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that still works, everybody.
Yeah.
That's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday, and we'll have like a 12-hour window. This is ZBA meets. That Tuesday.
At 7.
And they have a meeting this month. So
that always keeps us on task, having that 7 o'clock deadline.
So we tell Anthony.
We're still going to do the sign.
To do that.
Yep.
And with updated pictures and go from there. No, so, and on the 25th, he could be here. He could have that lined up for us.
Oh, the sign thing?
The sign.
Yep. Yep.
What about the police open houses?
We just talked about it.
We just talked about that.
We're not going to do them right at this.
Not now. Okay. Just
double check. But we'll do them anytime. They're on the website. Anybody's welcome. Any resident, give us a call.
Are we going to have some books printed for meet and greet and the voting? Okay.
Right.
So are you getting hold of Joe?
Yep.
Okay.
Rick's got him on speed dial.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks again, Tom, for all that legwork.
I almost think it.
Yeah, I know. I'm not talking about you. I do that. Yeah.
I like a challenge.
Yeah.
So, no.
Okay. Was there anything else on the upcoming events or whatever that the committee wanted to discuss? If not, we got 2 weeks of two meetings of minutes, I believe. One or two? Two.
Two of them. We didn't have enough time last week, so.
Right. Yeah, we were getting pushed out last week.
2 hours.
So we have August 23 and September 20th.
On the 823, Linda, just line 51. Just a spelling thing on the sergeants. Not a big deal. Change that spelling.
On which line, 53? 51.
Oh. SERGEANT. Excuse me.
Okay.
Instead of the person's name, sergeant.
Yeah, right.
I don't think I was here.
I don't think you were.
The 23rd. I don't think I was at the 23rd, Linda.
All good. You got a motion?
I'll make a motion. We approve the September 20th.
23rd. No, you.
23rd.
Oh, what am I looking at?
You're looking at the September 20th?
Well, it says it on there.
there's two of them.
Yeah. August 23rd, safety minutes as presented.
Well, you didn't amend it.
You just changed that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I changed it on the other one. Okay. As amended.
Second.
All in favor?
Russ.
Kevin.
Mike.
Tom. Rick. Brian.
Okay. Andrew, are you here or we're not here? Are you absent?
Oh, is it, does it say absent?
Yeah.
It says absent. Okay, here we go. All right.
I move to accept September 20th minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
Second that. Seeing no discussion. All in favor?
Russ.
Mike.
Ryan.
Mike.
Tom.
Thank you. Was there anything else?
I'd like to add that Primex, our town insurance carrier, I invited them down to do, I guess you call it a physical assessment of the police station to get their input. And they came down to individuals last week. We showed them around. Rick and I showed them around. And
is that why you have the caution tape all over the place?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, showed them around. They took some pictures, asked questions, and we'll see what the report says.
Okay.
Just figure, get them involved.
No, that's helpful. Know,
yeah,
that's
liability and whatnot.
Unless we're uninsurable.
Yeah.
No, we're dropping you guys.
You might not want to hear it, but we need to know.
That's
all. I figured, you know,
we'll
see what happens.
Yeah. There's one other thing, the purchase and sales agreement.
It's purchase and sales. You want to digest this.
Yeah.
We sent it to our attorney.
And again, this is so, just for the committee. I mean,
yes.
This isn't to be
right.
Posted out there or anything. So review it, and if you have any questions, you know, obviously get back to
yeah, we'll talk.
Andrew,
whole bunch of yellow lines in the back.
Yeah. Well, Tom sent it over. I mean, Ronnie all sent right. it over, and he said, you know, he can send it to the attorney. He says it's kind of like just a basic boilerplate type. The great he says, don't have them overthink it. But then, of course, town attorney sent it over to
a different attorney.
To a different attorney.
Never talked to me.
To overthink it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So,
what attorneys is,
yeah.
They to earn their money, they have to.
Oh, yeah. It's
it.
Like
oh,
they
yeah.
they must. They can't. Yeah.
They're self defeating sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing is simple. Nothing is easy. Yeah. So, look at it, and if you have any questions, you know, get back to Andrea or whatever, or me. Or, we'll move on.
Tom.
I'd like to get that completed here before
be
before
nice.
Election.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It'd be nice to say, yes, we do own it.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of important.
Yeah.
Tom, just an idea. When you talk to Anthony,
yeah.
Rick and I are available to go on a Zoom with him. It might be easier for him from his office or wherever he might be,
yeah.
And look at the plans and whatnot and come up with ideas before the meeting.
Yeah, I kind of want to belt some stuff around with them, so, yeah.
Yep.
I'll run it by him. I made a note. I'm going to call him tomorrow. Break this to him, so get it started.
I'm sure he won't be totally shocked.
No, he knows, too.
Yeah.
He knows. He's been around the block before. He knows the size of our town. He knows what we should spend. He's no idiot, for sure. So, yeah.
And even though I realize that other towns have proceeded and got shot down 2 or 3, 4 times, but I'd really like to put something together that's going to get accepted the first go around.
For sure.
Because it would show that we're working really hard in the
town's
best interest.
Show we did our job.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've already got over 2 years into the thing. Another year isn't going to kill anybody.
No.
It's time well spent.
Yeah.
All right. That's a wrap.
Is there anything else?
Move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Russ?
Second.
Kevin, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Thank you, everybody.